Everyone, praise the Lord. We just thank you, Jesus. Yes, praise God. Yes, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Christ the wife and the earth, we're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living out our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Christ the wife in the earth, we're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully. Wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully, and I give glory to thee. Lord, you made me wonderfully. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Very good song.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My wife, she worked on that yesterday, and she just had some thoughts, and she put them together there, and I think she came out real good on the song. Praise the Lord. Well, it's so good to be here this morning and enjoy the blessings of God. Amen. He has blessed us. Yes. Amen. All right. Yes, he has blessed us beyond measure, and we just praise him this morning and thank him for all the good things that he is doing and for all the good things that he has done. Praise the Lord. So it's just wonderful to know the Lord. Wonderful. It's wonderful what he's sharing with us in this day that we're living in. Amen. So that's a great thing that he chose this generation to reveal the great things that he's done and to give us this understanding by revelation. And that's the thing it is. If you get understanding by revelation, it has a tendency to stay with you. Amen. When it's by revelation.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We can study the word and get certain abilities to quote the scripture or reading certain books, but when it become a revelation, that's the thing, amen, that works. And God's children are led by revelated word, see. Praise the Lord. Not just the Bible, and the Bible has been a great book throughout time. And the mountain folks and the farmers always says the good book says this and the good book says that, and they'll find the scripture in there. And most of the time it didn't connect with other scriptures, and it was just a scripture that would fit what they were talking about at the moment, you know. So in this last day, God's opened up the whole thing for us. See, he said, seal not this book. Amen, and open it up. That's where it's opened up here in the last days. So God had certain things sealed away, but then he opened it. Amen. There were seven seals that he used, opened up the church ages and all those things. And that's good to see God opening those things. Amen. But then there's one place where it says, seal not these things. When it comes to the very end of that age, and he reveals it. And we see that greatly magnified in Revelation 19 and 21 and 22. Amen. And all that just fits right in. And God just opened up all of me. He shows us how he started everything. In Genesis chapter 1, God began his book, like most people does, that's writing a book in the beginning. That's a good starting place. So we're going to read this here in Genesis chapter 1. In verse 1 it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. And then he begins his story. Amen. The story of mankind. And then we get right here at the end. We're over in Revelation 21 and 22. We see the great city, streets of gold, and all those things. And it's just so wonderful. He brought us all the way through, showed us basically every step of humanity up till then. Well, we've had a message here. God dared to dream a dream. And we see that whatever he dreamed back in those, back at the beginning, he brought it to pass. Amen. So that's the great God we're serving, and that's one we love. Amen. Sure glad that he have a wife of the Lamb here, and that Revelation 19 chapter, John, even though he weren't part of the wife himself, he was one of the brethren, one of the 12, we're going to sit on the 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. And he wrote that in the book of Revelation chapter 19, and it was strictly by inspiration. But he says, the wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints. And that's putting us right down to where God's getting ready for the rapture to take place. And we get to there in Revelation chapter 10, we take it and connect it with what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. It says, when he comes, he'll bring those spirits with him, those saints, those tabernacles. He used those three words there, like tabernacle, and he used the word saints, and he used the word like spirits. Well, it was his coming to bring back those that are part of the wife of the Lamb, those that were in Paul's message of espousal, and that would be in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter, I believe it'd be verse 2 there, 2 and 3. Amen, where he said, I espouse you to one of the husband, that I may present you to one husband. And then it goes right straight on over into Ephesians chapter 5. He talks about the marriage, the mystery of the marriage. And so the story just gets so big and so beautiful, and it just glues you to the book almost. And as you see how it went through, and God began to let you have the mind of God that he had all the way through, and he purposely let us have something that we could investigate the mind of God. Amen. Starting in Genesis, but now he didn't go too much in the prehistorical world, where the great dinosaurs and all those things ruled the earth, and Satan himself ruled the earth one time, not as Satan, but he ruled the earth as he was Lucifer, and Lucifer means light bringer, a great angel of light, and he was perfect in his ways. That was a great time, but that's a time that had passed away. It was a time when the angels had their chance to make a decision whether to go with God or go with Lucifer. See, as Lucifer began to get a thought in his heart, I'm going to raise my throne up among the stars, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Amen. And that was the spirit among the people that went along with that. Because as they went into the millennial natural people, they went along with the Lord Jesus Christ ruling the earth with his wife and so on. It wasn't a chance for them to express themselves. Then God, he during this time, the devil was bound. The devil was bound during this 1,000 years. But God loosed him again for the purpose of those that's born and raised in the millennia that has lived in that paradise. But lo and behold, when Satan was loose out of the prison, he came forth and he had 1,000 years to think about what he's going to do. He came forth with a message that was so enticing that it drew all those that had part of his nature in them. The nature was subdued during the millennia because the Spirit of God was so real, and that was Christ sitting on the throne, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his wife, and everything going good. But when God loosed Satan, that would become a different spirit among a people. And that different spirit among the people began to want to do contrary to the ways that God has established in the millennium. And Satan began to tell them, if you talk about a millennium, you talk about a good time, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till I take over here, And you're going to see things that's so good you've never saw it this good before. And there'll be a bunch of people that'll rally around him, and they'll attempt to go up and overthrow the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife and the saints. Amen. But while Satan get his hordes together to do that, then we see that fire. Then God says, now it's time for me to take over. Amen. And sometimes we look at what's going on in the Middle East there, wondering when God's going to say, now it's my time. And sometimes he'll let certain things happen to keep people going to sleep and let them know that God's word is right and he means business. Amen. Amen. So Satan, he got the people together, but you know what? Not one predestinated seed of God went along with him. Amen. They might have looked at it. They might have been enticed to a point at some time along the way, but quickly, amen, they analyzed the great God and what he's done for them and the promises, and quickly they said, get thee behind me. Amen. And Satan says, first thing we got to do now, as he was loose now, this he's been bound for 1,000 years, first thing we got to do is overthrow the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's, first place, we'll go up and overthrow them, and it should be an easy job. But as he's got his hordes together and started towards the saints of God, amen, the Bible says fire came down from heaven and devoured them. Amen. So we see certain things when God said, now it's time for me to take over. It's time for me to show you how to get the job done. Amen. And I think we'll see some of that in this hour that we're living in. Amen. When God just takes over and things begin to work the way God's word said it's going to work. Amen. At first he lets things drag along and just withhold his power in order to give someone a chance to make up their mind. Amen. I tell you, our mind's made up today. And when I say mind, I'm not talking about just the mind in there. I'm talking about our heart, our soul, our being. Amen. There's one thing. Amen. And that's the will of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he'll do. And Satan will not have the chance again to go up and try to destroy the saints before going, when it goes into eternity. And that's Revelation 22, chapter 21, 22, along in there. Amen. We see that great city. Glory to God. And then there's the tree of life. And she bears her fruits, which is the wife of the Lamb. But we don't see the tree of knowledge. Because there's the tree of knowledge. The enemy can get a hold of that. Amen. And do damage with trying to exchange knowledge for revelation. See? Amen. You got to have a revelational knowledge. And there you got it right. Glory to God. So I tell you, it's so good to know today what we're in. That's the word in Christ Jesus, in the word of God. And it's so good when you open the Bible and begin to read and just see how this story goes forward. Amen. At the early beginning, he let a fella come through that was called a serpent. He worked strictly by knowledge. He had knowledge of how all these things work because Satan himself had been, Satan was influencing him. He saw what happened in the prehistorical age and so forth. And so he got into a fellow that was the closest thing to mankind. And that was a serpent who could talk and reason and so on. Amen. And he started it going in a way that leads to death and destruction. Amen. But meanwhile, God was getting his seed out. Not one of the God's seeds were lost, but God let enough things come by to give them a trial. When we love God, we love him in spite of everything that takes place. Amen. So we can't base whether that we're in the will of God if something goes wrong a little bit here and there. Amen. That's just Paul said there are certain things that, what did he say? Certain things that is common to mankind. Yeah. Amen. I used to, on my vehicles, of course, didn't have money back then to buy tires and stuff. So we'd have to put, sometimes we'd put boots in them. That put another piece of tire. And sometimes cut another tire, cut the part of it off and put it in. And just try to fix it to work like that. Amen. And God saw our efforts. And he just made it possible to get some good tires. Amen. By running reels till they get right about slick. And you can see the threads sometimes. And someone tell them you got to put some new tires on. And so on like that. And those things, well, we came through that and we learned as we went. Well, God in his word, when you take the story of God as relates to mankind. Now, when we use the word God, the Lord God, we're talking here about the great spirit that heaven and earth cannot contain him. The outer space cannot contain him. But when you come to the Godhead part of God and how God through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, begin to reveal and bring God down personally to us. That's why he said, he began to talk about the Father and the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. They began to criticize him and they began to go about to kill him because he said God was his Father. Amen. Well, God was his Father, but they didn't know it. They thought he was born illegitimate. Amen. And they even accused him of that. We know all about your story, how you began, and here you are trying to tell us, holy people, what about God. So God allowed that. And God allowed some to go along with denominations and things like that. Amen. Because there weren't something in him really to begin with. If this is in you, all you got to do is hear it, and it quickened that word, and it began to grow. And pretty soon, you're word made flesh, and not just word made flesh, but word made glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. That's in the making now. Amen. And almost to that place where it's just almost completed. Amen. Ready for the rapture. And someone asked me just recently, and I might have answered this in another time, but they said, why would he bring them back down from heaven, back down to earth? They just left the earth, you know, when he brought those saints. See, God sent those saints with him. Well, that was a reason, because there was a message here, and there was a uniting time here. Amen. The message is to change these vile bodies, as one says, into glorified flesh and bone while creating glorified flesh and bone on those tabernacles that he brought back with him. He had to bring them back to take on glorified flesh and bone and to unite with us. Amen. And here we are today, amen, rejoicing in the Lord, just as happy as can be. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I like that song, Barbara, that she worked on yesterday and did it. And I thought she did real good, and she'll get better on the day she go. Praise the Lord. She said, I don't know if I got everything just right. I said, well, get what you got right, and if you make a little misstep, that's all right. You'll catch it on the next round. Glory to God. So that's the way it is with us. Amen. But there's something on the inside of the inside. Amen. That when you hear this and you are part of it, you know you're part of it, nothing else in the world really matters a lot. Amen. All right. Thank God for seeing fit to create water. Amen. So I'm going to take some of this water right now. Amen. And it's just so good to keep my throat working good. Amen. Amen. So the only thing I can say, isn't he wonderful? I remember reading about one of the generals in the war here, when there was a war between North and South. And the odds was against him many times, that the odds was so much against him that it looked like he couldn't stand. And someone said, how do you keep on standing when everything's so much against you? He just reached down and kicked the dirt out a little. He said, I'll never take a drink of water unless I thank God for it first. Amen. So I'll tell you what, it's just so good to know God. They didn't know God in the sense we knew. They didn't know Christ in the sense that we know him. Amen. They didn't know there was a masculine part of it and the feminine part of Christ. Amen. And the feminine part, that's what developed into and has developed into the wife of the Lamb. Amen. He's the king now, and we're the queen. Amen. It's all worked out here. Amen. While nobody's looking. You know, when they're cutting the stones and getting it ready for when they built that temple in the Old Testament there was not a sound of a hammer or anything in. Amen. It was already done, and the stones were cut somewhere else and fixed up ready. And when they got ready to put it together, everything just fit together perfectly. Amen. And there was not a lot of noise while it was being done, but lo and behold, there's a beautiful temple, and the glory of God came in and filled it. Amen. And the rest is history, we'll say. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm just so happy today and appreciate him. So God's story that he tells mankind, and it might be interesting to note here, that he started this story and he didn't go back and get a lot of details of the other world. Amen. Where Satan ruled the earth and so on and so forth. Did you? Amen. Barbara back here with both hands up with a notebook. So I just wrote that down. Well, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. Amen. That's good that all these things, it's in our heart. It's in our mind. It's in us. We're part of it. But he started the story here of just give a little brief thing about how he created the world. It was in how it was. And he began to give the story of how it was after Satan was overthrown. And that age there was overthrown, and the earth was in chaos and everything. He began to bring it closer to the sun. See, that was darkness upon the earth as the earth tumbled and tossed out there in the outer space and perhaps billions of years. We don't even know. Amen. But we know that he began to let there be light. He began to move that earth closer and closer to the sun. Amen. And he saw the light, and he saw that it was good. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. And then that's kind of what's going to take place. If I knew I would say this, I'd have brought that scripture and maybe read it here about where the earth tumbled and tossed like a drunk man. See, there's a great tribulation, and the day of the Lord, it's going to go through a great chaotic time. Oh, it'll be about 75 days from the end of the millennium on to from the end of the millennium to the beginning of eternity. And that's where a lot of these things will take place. Amen. The earth are tumbling, tossing. But you know what? When it gets through, there'll be a people here. There'll be a people here. And they will be, of course, the wife of the Lamb and those that glorified bodies and all. It's already fixed with them. But there'll be a people here in the natural realm that God used to keep this earth like a paradise of God, all the way through in that, all the way into eternity. And we don't say through eternity, because eternity, it doesn't seem to have an end, didn't have a beginning or end, the word eternity. So there could be other meaning perhaps there, but we just say through eternity, and that will give us what we're thinking of, that everything's going to be so perfect. No devil, no sin, no diseases, and no little bugs. I like to sit out in the evening, and as the sun go down, it begin to cool off, just maybe out on the porch or something. But then there's a little gnats or bugs or something fly through and aggravate it. Amen. But don't do it. It won't be there. There'll be nothing that'll hurt nor destroy, and everything's going to be so perfect that we have never seen perfect yet. We don't even know what that word perfect means until we go there and see what God does. Amen. It'll be so perfect, 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 perfect. Amen. And that's where we're at. And just about a month ago, and I told this the other week, and I hope you don't tire of me being repetitious here a little bit, but Barbara and I was in a certain place, and the lady was at death. She says, someone gave me a book by you several years ago, and says, you know, I really love that book. But as you said, the millennia be here on earth, that's what we're going to be, you know, right here on earth. She said, I don't want to be here on earth. I'm going to go to heaven. Yeah, so she didn't see the millennia. Well, God just bring heaven. When God come to earth, heaven's, that'll be heaven. This will be his headquarters all the way through. This is one planet out of the billions, I suppose. Amen, that God chose out of all. And of all the people in the world, amen, he chose us. He chose you. And he didn't chose us because we were greater in numbers. That's what he did over Israel. He didn't chose them because they were greater in number or because they were a holier people. Amen. He chose them because there was something in them that he put there before they were ever born, before they were ever created, something he liked. Amen. And we're still seeing that part of God's plan work out. While this part of the plan here is closing out, that part's opening up. Amen. And the glory of God will be seen. Glory to God. God said there would be two prophets come on the scene about the starting of the 70th week of Daniel, see. Amen. Well, you know what? Amen. I believe that. Amen. I know it will be, see. Amen. And all that. And then when the religious system take over to a certain point, as Satan will get in it. Amen. He thinks there's no voice against this now. This is gonna be a pushover. This is gonna be something easy to do. Amen. He'll go forth and try to take over the whole thing. But all of a sudden, there come forth 144,000. Amen. Preachers of the Jewish preachers, and they'll preach that gospel and wake up a people. Amen. That'll stand for God. That'll give their life. And the Bible says this group, they love not their life unto death. Amen. In other words, death is the open door to them for eternal life. Amen. But to us, overcoming death is eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. So all these things, it's just working out. And see, we're living in that part of the dream. And this goes back to a message I had sometime back here, not many weeks back, where I brought God, what was God's dream?
The dream
that God
dared to dream,
and believe. See, the dream that God dared to, he dreamed this before it started. Right. Amen, he dared to dream it.
Amen,
but old saying is, he was man enough to back up what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. This started working out. Well, when you read in Genesis, you're in the beginning.
Yeah.
Amen. That's starting with the humanity. Glory to God. All the others that was before that, we don't really concern ourselves all that much with it. Amen. But God's so gracious, he let us know what it was.
Right.
Amen. He sent a man named Raymond Jackson. And he went back to the prehistorical times. Amen. Well, that was good, and it's wonderful to know that. But here's something he began with mankind. Amen. That history is recorded, and the Bible is such a great history book. Glory to God, of God's people and what God's did and how God brought us right up to this day and hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where there's the word coming forth, spoken word, that's not necessarily written in the Scripture, but we become the Scripture. That's what Jesus did. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word with God, Word was God. And then it goes on to verse 14 of St. John chapter 1. It says, and the Word was made flesh there. And it says, that word that was spirit was made flesh. Amen. That was the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's our king. That's our husband. But remember here, the marriage couldn't take place then. Amen. Because that was human flesh and blood. Amen. How it works. But then when Jesus was crucified, see, amen, he resurrected. Then he came forth with glorified flesh and bone. He could appear in a room or disappear. He could sit down and eat with a disciple, have a conversation, and he didn't lose all his vocabulary here, because when those two disciples on the way to Emmaus talked to him, and he said, we thought this would be the one, but look what's happened. He said, now we're leaving, you know. Amen. And finally, Jesus said, thou fools. Amen. How is it that you can't believe the prophets and so on like that? Amen. He must die and go preach to the spirits and resurrect. And he went through. The Bible don't give word for word what he talked to them about, but that was the essence. Amen. And these things he said are in Scripture. Don't you folks believe the Scripture? Amen. Then they got that ready to eat. Well, they'd been with Jesus, his disciple, and he had a certain way that he would break the bread. They had a soup like, and they dipped in, break the bread, and he would break it in a certain way. And when he did that, amen, the Bible says their eyes were open. They were whole, and before then their eyes was open. And then when Jesus did that and their eyes were open, amen, all of a sudden he was gone. So they didn't bother finish eating supper. They just ran all the way back to Jerusalem, met with the other disciples, and began to tell them. And some of them really criticized them. Said, you've been listening to them women. Said, there were some women over there that said they saw Jesus. Amen. And so on. And said they were talking in riddles like that. Amen. And all of a sudden, right before their eyes, amen, here stand the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They become afraid and say, it's the Spirit. It's not him, it's the Spirit, because he's dead. We saw him crucified on the cross. And they put him in the tomb. And this can't be him. So it has to be a spirit. Amen. Jesus said, have a spirit, flesh and bone. And said, have you anything to eat? Amen. Sat there and eat with them and talked. Amen. Isn't he wonderful to help us get over those humps in our, maybe there's time when in our faith there's such great things that he's talking about, that he's doing, that it takes that little extra. Amen. Sometimes it took a lot of miracles, like coming through the miracle revival of Brother William Branham. It said in his writings there about five people were raised from the dead and all those things. And that, when some people saw that, they really got in the revival mood, see. Amen. But then there's other times when God is like a slow drifting rain. Amen. The revelation of God's word come and we're building and they don't even know it. Amen. Till one of these days we walk out joined with those that came down. And that used to be a scripture I would read where it says, together we'll be called up to meet the Lord in there. And I began to say, how's that together? What does that mean? That mean we just all get together? No, but it was together with them that he brought back. See, he brought back all those that heard Paul in the engagement message. See, there's two parts of the message. Amen. There's the engagement part. Amen. That engagement part, it lasted till this time. It went through the first two stages of the coming there. But then here come a message. Amen. And this message itself is a message of its own, but there's already been one part has already taken place. Amen. So here we are today. Amen. Glory to God. with the revelation of God's word, and we can see it. Amen. And together with them, he brought back, after they heard the same thing you're hearing, and as you took on chains of glorified flesh and bone, their chain, and together we're caught away. Glory to God, while God finish up the work here on earth. Amen. Which will be that 75-day period or so. Amen. You get this in Daniel. Amen. In Daniel 12, you'll find out there's Michael, the archangel. Amen. He fights for the children of Israel, children of thy people, he told Daniel. And those things take place. And see, all this is right here in the Word, and he had put all this understanding in the why. And here we are today rejoicing in the Lord. We're not troubled about anything. Amen. We're not troubled about anything the Bible says. Glory to God, because it's all has become open book. This is God's dream interpreted. And his interpretation is the bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. And here we are today of people that's taking on and becoming glorified flesh and bone. Amen. As they, those spirits, those tabernacles, as they, as this message create. Now, the word create, you'll get that in Ephesians 2, how he created. And then also in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Amen. We're not going to get into all that now because we've gone over it. But see, God creates. He create for them a body of glorified flesh and bone by the word, by the message. And what Paul preached, it created a group. And that group was both Jew and Gentile, where the Jews, basically they thought it was only for the Jews. And with they had every right to feel like they failed and to say what they said, because when Jesus instructed them, amen, he said, go not to the Samaritan, go not to this group, go not that, but says, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So they had a good basis, amen. But then here comes something that was hidden God from the foundation of the world, and that was that he's going to have a wife. Hallelujah. And he called one outside the 12. Amen. There's 12 of those Jewish apostles. They sat on the 12th throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And those are the foundation for the walls, named after the apostles and so on. Amen. But then there came one outside of all that. Amen. His name were Paul. Saul to begin with, but Saul was a king, a big man. So somehow or another, either God changed his name or Paul didn't want to carry that name Saul, because that represented that first king of Israel, you know. So he began to be called Paul. So that's what I want to call him, St. Paul. He came forth with a message. Amen. And it took Jews and Gentiles and made them one. Amen. So the people that in Judea there, they heard about it. So they sent two preachers down there that had nothing in them but the Jewish gospel. And they began to tell Paul, except these people be circumcised and keep the law, they can't be saved. That's Acts 15. Amen. You'll see how it went. But that didn't sidetrack him at all. Amen. He kept right on preaching the gospel. And that's where that gospel has brought us this hour. Amen. Brought us through all this. Amen. And here's a message that God sent specifically to get both of those groups. I'm talking when I say both of those groups. Those that God sent with Paul, or sent with Jesus. Amen. That God sent with Christ Jesus, those spirits, those tabernacles. Amen. And with us here, to blend them together, make them one. That's the marriage of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. So all that's right here, and it's all very understandable for the wife of the Lamb. Other people say it sounds like riddles to me. Amen. That's what they thought about what Jesus was saying. Glory to God. But this ain't riddle. Amen. It's the glory of God taking place. Amen. It's the power of God taking place. Amen. It's a dream that God dared to dream being fulfilled right before our wondering eye. Glory to God. So today I'm just so happy in Him to see all these things, to know all these things. Amen. And it's wonderful, 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 wonderful. Amen. Under the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we would all be praising God all the time. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for that. Which that was good, because that's what God was doing then. Amen. But then as he began to isolate the wife of the Lamb, glory to God, he brings this word. And it's just something building within her. And she may not be able to run around and around the church, or maybe not dancing all the time, or something of that nature. But there's a solidness. There's something in her. Amen. It's those attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The feminine part is coming forth. Amen. And you can see and tell. Amen. The feminine part of the wife of the Lamb is speaking. Glory to God. It's so different. You say, what different is it, the masculine part of Christ and the feminine part speaking? Well, it's simple like. Amen. That was, I told you sometime back about these two preachers had a tent meeting about 3 miles from here. And I decided to go sit in on service. And this has been several years ago. Amen. Perhaps 40 or 50 years ago. Amen. When you get as old as I am, back in those days, you sometimes get the exact dates messed up. Amen. So I'm 85 and happy as can be. Amen. Glory to God, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And if I knew 85 felt this good, amen, I'd want to be 85 years ago. But now I'm 85 and I can look back and see. It's just like the Bible. We can look back and see. See, I can look back and see, starting in the beginning. Amen. Bring it all the way through. So that's the way this is. And now we're getting over here in that Revelation 20, 19, 21, 22, all those things to begin to come in focus, especially that his wife has made herself ready. Glory to God. And his wife don't make herself ready till after 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, where he brings those tabernacles back. Amen. Why would he bring them back to earth, someone asked me. Amen. To hear a message that calls them to become glorified flesh and bone. It creates that glorified flesh and bone on them, see. Amen. Then they'll be able to eat. Amen. And it's so amazing. When Brother Brown had his vision there, he was taking over. They said, here we don't eat or drink. But said, when we go back to earth, we will. Amen. Well, that fits that scripture perfectly, that there's something built in. They won't be like they are. There they were spirits. They were tabernacles and so on. But here they become real human with glorified flesh and bone on them. The old body that they once carried decayed away in the become part of the earth again. Amen. Never to be recovered. Amen. Because that body served its purpose, bringing them to where it brought them to. Now God creates a new body for them. And that body is being created by the Word as we go forth. Amen. As ours are being changed, and it's being created into glorified flesh and bone. Amen. They're taking, those tabernacles are taking on. Amen. This Word creating glorified flesh and bone for them. And together, see, that we can't come together until it takes place. Together, amen, together we're joined perfectly together. And God looks at it as one. Christ looks at it as one. That's my wife, he said. And that's all those that he brought back with him. And those that are alive and remain. And all that, it's all coming together. And here it is right here at the end time. And God's so gracious to us. Amen. He had a message here to reveal it to us, to make it known to us. Amen. That we would be so happy, so enthused. Amen. And it's just, it's just so good you can't put words to it. Amen. Can't put words to the goodness of it. Amen. But I love the Lord, don't you? Amen. I really appreciate the things that He's doing, and the things that He's doing, He's making everything new for us. Amen. Glory to God. When I say making everything new, He's giving us something, and these old bodies that has a lot wrong with them sometimes physically. Amen. That glorified word just began to work in there. Amen. There's a song someone wrote. It's a working in me. Amen. So this is working in us, while to them it's building something around that tabernacle, that spirit. Amen. And they'll look much like, they'll all be young and so on and beautiful. Amen. As they get ready for eternity. Praise God. Oh, that's where we're at today, folks. Amen. So good, ain't it, to know Him. Amen. Just to know Him, just to love Him, and just to realize we know it because we are fulfilling that part of the dream that God dared to dream. We know it. It's working in us. It's creating in us. It's making us what He dreamed would be here, and here it is today. We're right in the middle of that dream that God said He would dream. We're in the middle, and that's the part that He dreamed for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. There's tribulation saints and all. That's on in the future there. But we're present tense here. The wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And we to be the wife of the Lamb, those had to come back. And they came back in Revelation chapter 10. Glory to God. And they know exactly what's going on, and they're rejoicing in it. Amen. And soon we'll see as we're seen. Amen. In other words, we're gonna see them like they are. Amen. They're gonna see us like we are. Hallelujah. Glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Now, do you love the Lord today? Amen. Now, what are we going to entitle this? I just got started talking here. Amen. Fulfilling our part of God's.
I got a title.
Okay. What's your title there?
The wife's story.
Amen.
The wife's story began at marriage and our glorified flesh and bone.
Amen. Amen. Our story, the wife began here at the glorified,
glorified
flesh and bone. So we'll work on it and get just worded just right. But see, this thing's so good, and you could name it, different things here, but it's so good that it's real, and we know we're fulfilling part of that dream that God dared to dream in Genesis 1 and 1 in the beginning. In the beginning, God created. Amen. So He created us. Praise the Lord. And He does it by His word through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why, again, I'm going to say this, that's why Jesus had to die, be resurrected before the marriage took place. That's why prior to His death and all, He told the disciple, go not to the heathen, and go not to the Samaritan, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But when He went down and preached 3 days and night and come back again, He came back with a new mentality, and He had glorified flesh and bone. Now the marriage can take place whenever the Lord please, see, and it has already taken place, and so we can declare ourselves the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen, this hour. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, Amen. It's in Jesus' name we praise You. And we thank You, Lord, for this another day that we can just come and talk about these good things. Not that we'll cease to talk about them when the service is over, but, Lord, it's just something that we just praise You and love You. And may those that hear by the way of video or audio, Lord, may they just... May they wake up, and the wife will, then know that there's a message that's putting glorified flesh and bone on us, and glorifying our flesh and bone, and bringing that group, and together we're just as happy as we can be. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Bob, you have one for us yet? Or the same one? Or ever have? I tell you, that was so good what you sung to start with. Okay. Amen. That was good. Amen. Amen. All right. All right.
This is mine,
right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Christ the wife and the earth, we're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. And we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified, flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Yes, praise man. God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. While Ben was preaching there, I had written down just right before he said what he did on God beginning there in the book of Genesis, in the beginning. You know, he said that everything was in darkness, but in the beginning, you know, there was light. Well, he didn't go back and explain the darkness. He didn't go back into darkness to the prehistoric age and all that and explain it. He didn't do it. And so I had wrote that down before Ben said that, and I thought that was so good. And the fact is, when we got married, we had a new beginning. That began our story as the wife in glorified flesh and bones.
So that was our beginning. And because everything behind us had already been told. The Virgin had her story, and she told her story. And now that we, you know, we're taking on glorified flesh and bones and everything, this, our message wasn't taken from another part of the Word somewhere. The Lord sent this down from heaven, and it's the spoken Word that's actually putting on the glorified flesh and bones, giving us the glorified flesh and bones. We can't go and get it somewhere else. It has to be spoken Word. And I just love the fact the Lord showed me that. And just the wonderful things that he's showed us. And, I mean, you just can't talk about it enough. I mean, it's getting so much where you can't even sleep at night. It's you just wanting to get up the next day and, you know, see what's in store for you. And because he just does things. The Lord does things wonderful. And he just gives us wonderful things. And I appreciate him so much. And I appreciate the fact that he showed that this didn't, what we have didn't come from another message. It didn't come from anywhere else. It was that rib that was sent down from heaven, the Word, and had never been used before, had never been heard before. And that's what he created the wife with. And I appreciate you, Lord, so much. And I just appreciate all the members of the body with Paul and everybody. I just appreciate you. And I can't wait to see the others. And I know they're here. The Lord has given me revelation. They're here. And they're as here as much as we're here.
Yeah,
and I just praise them for that. And I tell you, we're just having a wonderful time here in Georgia. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, my
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory praise to God. Amen. Thank you for that testimony and the song. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? That's about the only thing I can say. Amen. More wonderful than we could ever know. Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for service today and for his blessings. And may you receive a double portion as you rehear this and stop if you need to and meditate on it. And that's one thing we get when we get it on CDs, tape, or what kind of audio you use or video or something, you can stop and think about it a moment.
Yeah.
And God give you revelation then that I didn't even say. And that's the purpose of it. Amen. Because it's him one give the revelation, not me. I can only relate to you what he's showing me, telling me. Amen. It goes to your heart. It goes into your being. And you become part of it. Amen. And in you, it began to grow, and you're able to get things that weren't even said on this message. Amen. It just take off and really snowballs and become something that thrills your heart. Amen. I know sometimes my wife back in her room, and she's working on a book or doing something, and all of a sudden I'll hear her laughing, and I'll go back, and I'll say, well, when I go back, I'll say, what was you laughing about? And she'll bring something out, and it's so beautiful and wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.